Thanks a lot for doing this, George. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to have you. And you've got a body that most people would kill for. You're in such good shape. You take good care of yourself. You were part of a sport, and I know you've taken a bit of a sabbatical right now and haven't fought in a bit, but you're part of a sport that has incredible physical demands. And at what age did you start developing? You know, I know you're 33 years old, but at what age did you start developing your body? At what age did you realize that physical fitness was important for you?
It's part of my life. It's not. I don't wake up a day and I say and tell myself, "Oh, I have to do this." No, it's part of my natural routine of life. And if you see it, like, I never see working out as a job or as something that I dislike. I just see it as part of my life. You know, as much as breathing, eating, sleeping, exercising, for me it's a natural thing. I start very young. I started the sport when I was a kid, and pretty much as soon as I could walk. And martial art, I would say I started, I was like 7 years old, my dad taught me, and then at 9 years old I started to go to a karate school and take it more seriously, and from there, you know, things went more and more serious.
So you're three-time welterweight champion of the UFC, and you know, since you left the UFC, I don't know that the UFC has had a marketable in the way that you were marketable star. It's funny because there's you know, you read a bunch of different articles, but there are many people online who suggest that the UFC and MMA needs a hero. And that George St. Pierre is the guy that needs to come back, and I won't say rescue it, but
no,
there's a gap since you left.
I don't consider myself, like, you know, there is a lot of good fighters there with good charisma, good role model. I've been there for quite a while, you know. Even though I'm still young, I start my professional career at 19 years old, so. Even if I'm young, I'm 33 years old, I consider myself a little bit as a veteran, so to speak, you know. I've been in the sport for a long time. I did took time off now, but there is a lot of good guys, you know. It's just that, you know, I've been there for probably longer time than most of the guys, so I had more visibility, more, you know. People get to know me a little bit more, you know, so it makes it, it helps in terms of popularity, probably, you know, that's one of the main reasons. But I always try to carry myself well and be in my sport, also outside of my sport as a role model.
George St. Pierre is our guest, and we're talking about his career, and we're also talking about the GSP Rush Fit, which is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, George, it's the best-selling fitness program by a professional athlete ever. And it's based on a 5-minute intensity training program, which is pretty revolutionary. Tell me about the Rush Fit program.
Yeah, I wanted to create something that is authentic. And, you know, most of people, including myself, you know, we don't have all day to do things. And I'm, you know, working out, it's something pleasant for me, something that I really enjoyed, you know. So I don't need to really mind myself, so to speak, to do it, you know. But for most people, you know, they have to work. They have to go to work, for example, 9 to 5. And sometimes they have kids, you know. They have other things to do. They don't have the same free time that a professional athlete has. So I designed Rush Fit to make it something in a short amount of time with maximum efficiency to have maximum results for my fans, you know. And I like when my fans, you know, I walk in the street and people say to me, "Oh, you changed my life, you know, I lost weight because of you." And, you know, I like that just probably even more than someone walk to me and say, "Hey, good fight, when is the next fight?" You know, someone who's a fan because of me fighting. But I like it even better when someone stop me in the street and tell me, like, "Oh, they are a fan because of my workout." You know, when someone congratulate me or say something good to me, it makes me feel much better because I feel like I did something well, you know, outside, not only a performance and entertain people, I do something well for people. So I really like also the feedback that I have and the workout that I created. I did something, you know, the best workout I could put on with my friend Eric Owing, you know, who's an incredible, not very knowledgeable man in the industry of fitness, to make sure, you know, people get the best they can have for the shorter amount of time.
Yeah, I mean it's called Rush Fit, and it's George St. Pierre with us, and it's actually part of a company that's on the TSX Digital Shelf Space, DSS on the TSX it trades under. But this is an interesting program from the standpoint. Look, I go to the gym every day and I spend an hour doing cardio, and this program, Rush Fit, can take what it takes you an hour to do and put it into 25 minutes. And I love the fact that you said you take great satisfaction when someone comes up to you and says, hey, you helped me lose weight, you helped me get in better shape, much, you know, even more so than someone talking about your fighting career. So talk about...
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's more, for me...
Satisfying, right?
It's more gratifying.
Yeah.
It's more gratifying. You feel you change people's lives. And you make them feel happy, you know. You make them feel, you change their life, you know. So it's nothing more gratifying than this.
So again, the company that it's part of is Digital Shelf Space. It's GSP's 5-minute intensity training. It's called Rush Fit. And look, George, before we let you go, thanks a lot for doing this. But before we let you go, we know you have a ton of fans in the UFC and MMA. In the future, any thoughts of coming back and competing again? Or are you just enjoying things the way they are now?
People know, like, you know, I've been a little very vocal. One of the reasons, many reasons why I took a retire, but main reason, you know, I've been very vocal about it. And the use of a performance enhancing drug. And you know, for me, I'm not going to lie, you know, I'm lucky, you know, I could say, like, in a way that I had the opportunity in life, you know, and I took it, and I had great people that helped me through my career. Without them, I would never have been there. And I make a lot of money, and I'm very happy because I don't need to fight, you know, for a living, you know. But a lot of people are a little bit, you know, a prisoner of the system. You know, they need to fight, you know, and they need to compete in order to make a living. But what I'm saying is, I don't need to fight anymore. And for me, if the, one of the reasons why I stopped it was, like I said, the performance enhancing drug, and it was important for me that if I ever come back, you know, because when you fight, you put your well-being on the line, and you put your life, your health. If you lose a race or any other sport, like a game sport, if you lose, you lose. You know, it sucks, but you don't put your life on the line. But in full contact sport, you put your well-being on the line. You know, you can be very badly hurt. So that's one of the very important things for me. And now I'm glad to hear that things are starting to change. And, you know, the organization, the UFC, you know, is the most prestigious organization in the sport. And I believe they're going to take it to another level, too, you know, to make better and better testing for the athletes. So, you know, and it's all time, you know. I believe it was something that was supposed to happen a long time ago, but it's a new sport. So things are moving on slowly, slower than the popularity of the sport. So it's a lot of things to be done to catch up. And but it's a good news, you know. It's something that it's gonna happen. I believe in a few. I heard about Mark Raffner, who's a man who worked for the UFC. You know, told me. So we'll see what's gonna happen, you know. And from there, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll start hitching again, and I'll make a comeback. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Everybody loves a comeback, George. Thanks a lot for doing this. Once again, the company Digital Shelf Space is on the TSX. It's DSS. It's called Rush Fit. George St. Pierre, a true pleasure. Thanks a lot for doing this, man.
Thank you very much.